Welcome, Travion's Witherspoon. Well, all the glasses came on. Look at that. And move a little closer to that microphone. I want everything you have to say. Well, good morning, Travion's. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
You came in the crown and the sash and everything this morning. Now, you do a lot of pageants. That's why you're here. You're a local Racine native. Were you born here in Racine?
Yes, born and raised.
A local yokel. All right. Born and raised in Racine. And you were in a lot of pageants. We'll discuss that in a minute. And I'm one of these people that would never want to get out. Well, they do a lot of public things, but I don't like to deal with the public one-on-one. But you always have to smile and deal with the public. You got to be happy in public all the time. You can't be like yesterday. I had to scream at somebody who was blocking traffic. And you can't do that. All right. Why don't you give us a little background of yourself? You're from here. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Park High School. Graduated in 2015. And I also went to UW-Madison and UW-Parkside.
And when did you get into pageants?
At the age of 7.
7?
Yes.
Whoa, what kind of pageants are there at the age of 7?
Actually, there is a leadership pageant called American Co-Ed Pageants. That's the one I was in when I was younger. But the pageant system that I'm currently in, National American Miss and International Junior Miss, they have 4 years old all the way up to 39 now.
You have that look. I mean, you look like you're in pageants.
Thank you.
I mean, you just have that petite look when I see you. I would never have guessed your age.
Oh, yeah. No one does.
No, I would never have guessed that. I would have said you're about 19, 20 maybe. Now, you may not like that now, but you will in about 20 years.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so the first pageant, you said it was 7 years old.
Yes.
Did you win it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I did not.
Okay. But that didn't deter you.
No.
Because at 7 years old, you really don't care that much, do you?
I had big dreams, but it was my first time doing it, so I was just learning. So yeah. I'm all down for learning and things like that.
Did you have that poise on stage when you went out, like you commanded the stage? That's what you have to do when you're in it. You have to command.
Yes. At 7... I don't know. I think so, but not as much as now. Because I just always had that personality for the stage. So when I might be shy before I hit the stage, but as soon as I hit the stage, it's like, whoa, is that the same person? So, because I started dance at 3, so.
Yeah, let's talk about that, too. You said you were in dance.
Yes.
3 years old?
Yes. Ballet, tap, and jazz.
I didn't know how to tie my shoelaces at 3 years old. I can't even remember 3 years old, and you were dancing at tap, huh?
Yeah.
Did you tap? Do you tap dance now?
No.
Oh,
but the muscle memory is still there for all the dance styles that I've done. But yeah, no, I don't actively tap dance.
You know, I wish I had a talent like that. My wife is teaching me to play the piano. I just want a talent. I don't know why, but I just want to, when I go in the grave someday, say, oh, he played the piano. That was nice. So she's teaching me. I just don't have it. My brother played every instrument there is. He was with some of the biggest rock groups of the 60s, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Benny King. He played with all those great groups of the 60s. I have no musical talent. Can't dance, can't sing, can't play an instrument. So I'm trying the piano, and I don't practice enough. I could do it.
See, but that's the thing. You gotta
practice. I know. And I just don't have. Only because I guess I don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's.
I just want to. I want to know how to play it. I don't want to go through the hassle of learning how to play it. So you learned dance when you were 3 years old.
Yes.
I guess your mom here got you started. Because no 3 year old wakes up in the morning and says, I want to dance.
I actually wanted to dance.
Really?
That was something that I was inclined to do with my dad's a DJ. So there was always music at the house. And I naturally was dancing, so one of my Barbies were ballerina, so I wanted to do that too.
So what kind of, were you talking ballroom dancing? What kind of dancing were you talking about?
No, so I just did ballet, tap, jazz.
Ballet?
Yeah, so ballet was my first style, and then I ventured into jazz, and then tap. Tap came later because I saw people at the dance studio and their feet were making noise, and I wanted my feet to make noise. That's literally.
I wish I knew how to do tap dancing. That, because that's something you can entertain yourself with, mm-hmm. and you can do by yourself.
Yes.
Any kind of ballroom dancing, you look like an idiot if you're doing it by yourself. You got to have a partner with you. That is just great. You play an instrument?
I did.
Oh, come on. Just, I want to find one thing you can't do.
In fourth grade, I started playing violin. I don't do that anymore either, but I have the mechanism to know certain things. Like, I probably can still play, like, Twinkle Twinkle or something.
I could play Take Me Out to the Ball Game on the piano. That I could do.
Oh, I used to work for the Brewers, and, like, we did that in the dugout on the seventh inning.
What'd you do for the Brewers?
I was an entertainer, so they had an entertainment team. They still have the entertainment team, the 414s, and we threw brats, T-shirts, helped out with promotions and things like that. So I got to dance on the dugout and just entertain the crowd.
Did you have that gun T-shirt thing where they shoot?
Yes.
You did that?
Yes. And my favorite part was actually the brat gun, because I got to shoot out real brats for anyone who...
Really? You shot brats into the audience?
Yes.
In the crowd? Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say when they shoot those... I never got them, but they shoot the...
Yes, the T-shirts are fun too, but the brats are bigger.
Yeah, like, the brats can hurt you.
No, they don't. We can't shoot them directly at the people in the front. We have to aim. We have a safety guy for that.
Yeah, aim at that. Gonna get that guy right in the glasses. Hold on.
We have a safety guy for that. So they're like, okay, you have to angle it a certain way so that you're not directly in this person in the front row.
I'm going to get that guy's cup of beer and knock it all over him. Get him hit him with a brat.
No, that would be so dangerous.
See, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So that's why I would never be allowed to do something like that.
Yeah, you'll get banned.
Okay, so now after you said your first pageant was at age?
Seven.
After that, what did you move on to?
I competed in pageants from 7 to 17. And then...
What kind of pageants?
So they were called leadership pageants. They helped us to develop our self-esteem. We couldn't wear makeup until like 15 or so in the pageants that I was in. So that was a way of going out there, presenting yourself, learning how to speak. You have interview, personal introduction, evening gown, and those were the main components for the competitions. And yeah.
Wow.
We also had optional competitions. So, like, if we like to sing or dance and model and do those type of things, we could also do that for additional opportunities for cash prizes or other awards.
You went to Park, you said?
Yes.
Park High School? Were you the one of those people that were gathered around all the time?
No. It was interesting. So, I was in sports and in choir and things like that. So, I had a broad range of, I don't know, a social life, but I actually kind of got bullied sometimes, but I was also
really
well known, so it was a balance. So it wasn't bullied all the time, but
you know what to do. Be 6'5" in high school, nobody bullies you.
See, I can't control my height.
Trevyance Witherspoon is joining us this morning, and she is a pageant person. I don't know what else to say, but you do a lot of pageants, and you dedicated your, so far, 28 years of your life to it, starting at 3 years old, which I don't know. What did I do? I can't remember 3 years old. I know I didn't tie my shoes then, because I remember when I learned, I wasn't riding a three-wheeler. I wasn't doing any, a two-wheeler, rather. I was riding the three-wheeler, the tricycle. That was about it. So we left off now. You are in, how old are you? While you were in high school, that's what we're talking about. You were bullied in high school, huh?
Yeah, for a little bit. Well, throughout the journey of high school, but it didn't really bother me as much because I was so involved with a lot of different things. I was too busy to actually sit in it.
Now, how did you do schooling and pageants? That's a lot of work, and it's a lot of traveling, too, I would assume, right?
Most of my pageants were during the summer. So we would have state competition in the summer, and then my nationals, if I made it to nationals, would be in November around Thanksgiving.
Now, I always wonder this. When you get with the other ladies at the pageant, eventually you're all in a room together. It always won. It's a lot of little cat stuff going on there.
Depends on the system.
Come on, we want the scoop.
Depends on the system, but for the ones that I've been a part of, the ladies are pretty nice.
Because you all have a big investment in this. You got money and time and everything, and everybody wants to win. I mean, runner-up is nice, but people remember the winner. They don't remember second place.
Yes.
And so well, that's good.
Yes.
That all the ladies are nice about it.
Yes.
Well, that's great. So when you were in high school, what pageants were you in?
So in high school, I was in American Co-ed pageants, or later they called it Miss American Co-ed, so MAC. And I also participated in the Miss Racine Outstanding Teen Program. So the Miss Racine that everyone thinks of, that organization that goes up to Miss America if you continue on, I was a part of that one as a 14-year-old.
You have to have a talent?
For that one, yes.
What did you do?
I sang.
Oh, you sing too?
Yes.
Look at you, the triple threat. Dance, instruments, and singing. Whoa.
I act too.
You act too? Where'd you act?
I did theater and things like that. And I recently was doing a stage play like this year in May.
Do you ever do anything at the Racine Theater Guild?
No.
You should.
I know, but I just got back into acting.
They're always looking for talented people there. Because some of the, I just saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang there, and there was a huge amount of people on stage. And you got to sing, you got to dance, you got to act, and you're the triple threat. So you should go down there. That's not bad at all. All right, I'm very impressed. Okay, age 17, where'd you go from there?
I went to college.
Okay, and where'd you go to college?
UW-Madison.
Oh, you actually went to Madison. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. So I went off to college, got my first job working in sports, and hospitality, doing kitchen stuff.
Because that's what you want to be, sports management.
Yes. I didn't know back then, but that was the job. I always liked sports, so I happened to pick up that job working for Camp Randall in the Kohl Center. And got to watch every Badger football game from the press box. Oh, not press box. From the box seats. So.
Now, in sports management, you have to be a good negotiator.
Yes.
You know how to do that?
Yes. Actually, one of our projects for my sports management class at Parkside was focused on negotiations. And it was a big part of our grade. We had like 3 projects. And if we didn't negotiate properly, according to the stipulations that we were given, our grade suffered. So, I became really good at it.
My mother was very tough. She worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York for 21 years.
Nice.
And she took on the biggest corporations, including McDonald's. When McDonald's came out with the quarter pounder, she sent out her weights and measures people to measure them, see if they were a quarter pounder. They weren't. She brought the McDonald's people in and she said, "What are you going to do about that? You can't say quarter pound. They don't weigh a quarter pound. They're not even close to weighing a quarter pound." So they came up with, my mother came up with the phrase pre-cooked weight. That's my mother's, and it's on every single quarter pounder in America. You got to be tough like that.
Yes.
I mean, back in the 70s, women didn't take on corporations. And she used to bring these people in, and she was tough. I mean, she, not around the house. She was kind of smooth, but not with us. But with, okay, so where are you off to next? Off to Orlando. What's that about?
Yes, so I just got back from competing at National American Miss Nationals, which was also in Orlando on Thanksgiving week. And now I qualified to compete at the International Junior Miss competition, and I'll be representing Wisconsin and the U.S. on the international stage as International Junior Miss, Ms. Wisconsin.
Well, you got to keep track of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Who's this lady sitting over here taking up space?
My mom, Tracy.
Tracy, move closer, Tracy. Because you're the one who contacted us, and you're the mom.
Yes, I'm a proud mother.
Yes. Do you have any other children?
Yes, I have a son. His name is Vance Witherspoon III.
And was he like the Miss Universe, Pat? Mr. Universe or something?
Technically, he's only 10 and a half months older than Treviance. And and he actually does music.
Oh, really?
He graduated from UW-Milwaukee, and he has a marketing degree from there.
Look at your kids, ready to take care of you in your old age. You're right. That's good. Train them right. You know, they always say, be nice to your kids because they're going to pick out the home for you someday. So treat them nice. Well, it looks like you did a great job with Travion's. Now, do you go with her everywhere she goes?
Well,
actually, when she was 3 years old, you did. Yeah.
So all of her competitions, yes.
And you're the cheerleader.
Oh, I don't know what I am. I'm just basically just there for her. I like to support my kids' dreams.
Well, you raised a very lovely lady here.
Well, thank you.
She does have the poise. She's got the look. She's got the talent. She's got everything going for her.
Thank you.
Well, that is just amazing.
Yeah.
I love seeing you got the look. Look at that sash and the crown and everything coming in this morning. So you're leaving for Orlando when?
In 7 days on December 30th.
You're going to spend New Year's Day in?
In Orlando.
Better than, you know, I spent New Year's Day and Christmas once in Puerto Rico and once in, what's the island? It's Santo Domingo.
Oh.
And it was something about sitting poolside in your bathing suit on New Year's Eve with a, you know, something didn't fit. I couldn't put my finger on it, but something was wrong. And same thing with Christmas, you know, Santa gets sunstroke down there and there was something wrong in it. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Travion's.
Thank you.
And I think you're the whole package. I really do. And this is what you wanted to do with your life. And pretty soon you'd be negotiating.
Yes.
With football players, basketball players, baseball players, golfers,
I actually want soccer to be players. A sports broadcaster.
All right.
Yes.
We do sports broadcasting here. We do high school sports. We do, we run the Packers, but we don't control that. We control the high school sports. Well, good for you, Travion's. I love it. All right. Tracy, thank you very much for introducing me to your daughter.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, you do well, and let us know how you do. Keep in touch with us. We want to know.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, good. Thank you, Travion.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to you both.
Same to you. Thanks for having us.
And have a safe trip. You hear me?
All right.
Thank you. Be good down there. Don't do anything stupid. All right.